From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. European Union finance ministers have reportedly agreed on a package of emergency measures worth at least $645 billion to keep Greece's debt crisis from spreading to other EU countries and causing further turmoil in global financial markets. France's finance minister, Christine Lagarde, says she and her colleagues have been racing against the clock to hammer out a plan before markets open on Monday.
This is an important moment. We have to take decisions that will restore the stability for the euro in the eurozone, and we have to work on a mechanism that will be comprehensive and efficient.
The plan reportedly includes a mixture of loans and loan guarantees from EU nations as well as the International Monetary Fund. The IMF today unanimously approved nearly $40 billion in financial assistance for Greece. The chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Christopher Dodd, says federal regulators have to take action to prevent a repeat of the brief but sharp plunge in stock prices last week, with the Dow falling nearly 1,000 points before recovering. Dodd says computerized, high-frequency trading may turn out to be what triggered the free fall.
You are getting sort of this casino environment that's appearing in our markets that does not reflect what's going on in the real economy.
The ranking Republican on the Banking Committee, Richard Shelby of Alabama, agrees.
I believe what's really happened is the technology has gotten ahead of the regulators. And the regulators have got to get ahead of the technology. That's going to be a big challenge down the road. Otherwise, we could have more of this.
Both Shelby and Dodd were on CBS's Face the Nation today. Attorney General Eric Holder says investigators have evidence showing that Pakistani Taliban was behind the failed attempt to blow up a bomb in Times Square in New York. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports Holder did not elaborate on the evidence that led to that conclusion.
When the accused attacker, Faisal Shahzad, was arrested 2 days after the attempted attack, officials weren't saying there was a definite Pakistani Taliban connection. That all changed today.
We've now developed evidence that shows that the Pakistani Taliban was behind the attack. We know that they helped facilitate it. We know that they probably helped finance it.
Attorney General Eric Holder also tells ABC's This Week that Shahzad is cooperating with authorities. But the attempted bombing has rattled nerves in the intelligence community. It marks the first time the Pakistani Taliban very nearly pulled off an attack on U.S. soil. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells CBS's 60 Minutes that Washington expects to see more cooperation from Pakistan in fighting terrorists. And if an attack on U.S. soil is ever traced back to the South Asian country, she warns the consequences will be severe. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
On another topic, Holder says President Obama will announce his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court very soon. The Wall Street Journal reports the president could name his choice to succeed retiring Justice John Paul Stevens as soon as tomorrow. Holder was asked about one of the four prospects on the president's shortlist, Solicitor General Elena Kagan. He said she'd make a great justice. This is NPR News. The sound of today's Victory Day parade in Moscow, an annual event to mark the defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. In years past, Russian leaders have used the event to level veiled criticism at Western nations, but Jessica Gallagher reports there was a very different tone this year.
Troops from the United States, Britain, and France joined the Russian armed forces in the biggest Victory Day parade ever. In a show of military prowess, dozens of armored vehicles, some carrying missiles, and some 11,000 troops rolled across the cobblestones of Red Square as military aircraft soared overhead. In an address to the public, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev stressed the Soviet Union's role in defeating Nazi Germany with the help of Allied forces. Meanwhile, Russian communists demonstrated against foreign troops, calling it a violation of tradition. An independent poll by the Levada Center last month showed that 55% of Russians viewed the presence of foreign troops wholly or partly positive. Chinese President Hu Jintao and German Chancellor Angela Merkel were among the foreign leaders who attended the celebrations. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The BP Oil Corporation is working on more options to try to control the oil that's gushing from a wellhead deep underwater in the Gulf of Mexico, looking for more options after a failed effort to contain that spill with a massive dome yesterday. Now, one of the options is the use of a smaller containment dome. Louisiana oyster farmer James Keefe says he remains hopeful.
It's not over with. They're going to get it working. I got confidence in them. Just hope they get it done quick, though.
About 190 miles of boom have been deployed in the Gulf to help contain the oil and keep it from getting to shore. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.